Why pitching is killing your next deal. Stay tuned. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. In this edition, you're going to discover the top 3% secrets to wholesaling houses with respect to pitching when you're wholesaling, when you're prospecting for wholesaling, when you're prospecting a potential seller for wholesaling. So I have a gentleman here who essentially found himself prospecting and destroying the whole thing by one simple action. I call it pitching with respect to this context that I'm going to be giving you in this story, right? But essentially, pitching essentially is when you just throw stuff at people without, you know, without making sure that they want it. You know, the assumption that they are in the game with you already, you know. And when you know what happens when you make an assumption, right? When you assume, you know what happens. You make an ass of you and me. And that's not what we're trying to do. We want to make sure that you're, in fact, engaged in a business with people that absolutely want to deal with you. Because if they don't want to deal with you, and you're willing to chase after them, it's a testament to how much you value yourself, how much you, more importantly, how much you value your time. And we want to make sure that you have the right sense of value for your time. Because if you're not doing that, it adds up in form of time, energy, and then eventually 10 years from now, you're still struggling trying to build a business, okay? And that's not what we want, okay? 5-10 years from now, we want to make sure we've collected good enough data. We want to make sure that you're scaling, you know. So I get it. You're going to learn a lot of stuff, but if I can help you, save you from wasting time, then that's what we're here about. And that's what this topic is about. Why pitching is killing your next deal. Actually, I really want to say your first deal, because many of you probably haven't even closed your first deal yet, right? But yeah. Your first deal would also be your next deal. So I have a quote here from my book. Make sure you download the book by simply going to myempirepro.com. You can just go straight to myempirepro.com to download the book. You may actually find the developing version of it, but it's just as good. And that actually is a good thing that you're able to follow me on the journey as I develop the book. But it's a full-blown 200 pages with fundamentals of this stuff that I'm teaching you here. And you can get it for free absolutely by going to myempirepro.com or just simply using the screen, the link on the screen right now or in the description box. So here's the quote that came from the book. When you're pitching a deal in this context, you're essentially hunting. You're shooting a gun, which means by the time you end up catching wherever you're prospecting, they are dead. Let me share with you the difference between fishing and hunting. By the time you get to your prospect, their spirit and soul are dead because you essentially shot them dead. When you start spilling your offer, the details and facts over your prospect nonstop without finding out and relating it to what they want already, that is a form of premature ejaculation. You're going to end up shooting the prospect dead. It can be the most annoying and unattractive thing when people post unsolicited links on my Facebook wall. I know there are chances that you feel the same way. Imagine someone coming on my Facebook wall to pitch me on buying his drill machine randomly. Dude, you're a stranger, and who asked you for a drill? Okay, the point I'm making there is that if somebody hasn't like expressly and deliberately say, yes, I want that, or at least some kind of close relationship or some kind of, they want something similar to what you have to offer, you absolutely should not be saying much. You should not be pitching. You should not be throwing facts at them. You should not be throwing how good your founder, how good your affiliate company is, none of all that stuff. Not even benefits matter unless you've actually taken the time to find out what people want, okay? And yes, when you're wholesaling houses, you have a prospect you're dealing with. You have somebody who is potentially going to sign over their house or who is potentially going to help allow you to put their house under contract, right? Before you get into putting their house under contract, before you use that language at all, you want to make sure that they're on the same page with you as far as the story is concerned. That's why I'm very quick to ask people, what's the story? Like, if they call one of my letters, if they call or respond to any one of my advertising, my first question is, what's the story? I need them to tell me a story. I need them to warm up to me, because when they tell you their story, they warm up to you. That's what's gonna happen. But if you just go there and say, this is what we do, this is what we do, this is what we do, you mess it up. And that's what I'm trying to help you prevent here. That's what I mean by pitching. You want to be hunting. I did another video on fishing. You don't want to be pitching, which is you're hunting, right? You want to be fishing, which is actual prospecting, which is prospecting is actually you listening more than you talking. Does that make sense? Yes, the same attraction principle is applicable here. It's more of you listening than you talking. And that's supposed to be easier, but people feel, I often find a lot of people when I'm coaching feel like they feel they need to talk more, and the more you talk the better. No, it's actually the less you talk the better, okay? That means your job should be easier than you probably have been handling it, okay? Really, all you have to do is know how to ask quality questions as usual and just listen, okay? And that's called prospecting. That's called fishing as opposed to pitching, which is hunting. Because when you hunt, you're going to end up shooting your prospect dead before they get to you helping them solve a problem, you helping them answer a question, you helping them enhance their life, their lifestyle, their business, enhance their financial life by maybe helping them save a property from going into foreclosure, by helping them clean up their books of bad on non-performing assets, right? Before you get to any of them, if you pitch, you're gonna shoot them dead. You're gonna spit too much information at them, and then they're gonna be dead. So this question came in, and I feel like it's a right fit for this topic, and that's what I'm about to go through right now. And the question goes, hi, I started wholesaling houses about 3 years ago. I've been lucky a few times, but I like to pick up the pace. Congratulations, because I know a lot of people that haven't closed a deal in 5, 6, 7 years. All right, excuse me. My marketing response rate hasn't been all that great. In fact, I think it's below 1%. Well, that's not necessarily abnormal. I mean, there are a lot of gurus, mini gurus, mega gurus out here saying, hey, you can get 5%. I think you can improve on your 1%, depends on what kind of marketing message is in there, and depends on what kind of patience your marketing funnel has. You see, one thing I'm going to tell you right now, that your marketing funnel, if you don't know what marketing funnel is, you definitely need to read the book. I call it the funded proposal inside of the book. If you don't have patience embedded into your marketing process, you're going to suffer, okay? You're going to exactly attract what you fear, which is you want deals, you want deals, you want deals, right? But if you don't take the time to put some strategy together, have some patience in your marketing funnel, you're gonna end up with no deals, okay? So 1% is actually not that bad if you know the number, but you said lower than 1%, but I think it can be better. And again, like I said, if your marketing message is just call me because I want to buy your house, you're gonna miss out a lot, because guess what? Everybody else is doing that. You need to put a little bit of different spin on it, okay? It needs to be, you know what an ideal prospect wants. You need to give them information. You need to send them to your website. You need to get them getting more information from you. You want them to start following you on email, on your website, and then all those things will have your phone number anyway. That way they can choose to call you once they feel strong that this is the person that's going to help them. Everyone else is just sending one page data and trying to get people to call. Yes, you can get some response, but I think the response, if somebody doesn't respond, you just lost money, okay? But if you do it the way I'm telling you with the website, you can capture people's information and continue to follow up with them for free by using the 3 Cs. You know, I covered that a little bit details in another video that I call the 3 Cs of real estate wholesaling. You can Google the 3 Cs of real estate wholesaling. All that talks about Abitogun, and it comes right up, okay? He goes, in fact, I think it's below 1%. If you can offer a few tips to improve this, that would be nice. That was my tip. Go watch the video. After this video, go watch the 3 Cs of real estate wholesaling. And I cover that in details in the book as well, that you can download from myempirepro.com. That's myempirepro.com. But anyway, last week, a gentleman homeowner called one of my letters. At the end of the call, I was so drained because it was essentially a stressful interview. He wanted facts. He threatened to hang up if I didn't give him the facts in 15 seconds. See, that's it right there. That's timeout. That's pause. When somebody goes threatening me on the phone, wrong, you're talking to the wrong person. Don't waste another second with that person, okay? That's what I'm gonna tell you. Because anything else you're gonna do, you're gonna now, they're gonna put you in the energy of pitching, okay? They're gonna, in fact, most of the time when you end up pitching is because of ignorance, it's because people don't know they're not supposed to pitch. But sometimes, even as a professional, you may get forced into a zone where you feel the need to pitch because somebody who's intimidating got on the phone with you and they say, hey, tell me what it is. And, you know, if you don't tell me right now, I'm off the phone. Like, don't let people like that get to you, okay? There are a lot of punks out there like that would do that in spite of the fact that they're the one in trouble. Somehow, some way, their name ended up on a public record because of divorce, because of pre-foreclosure. In other words, they're just humans who are just weak humans, just like the rest of us, but they've been the punk. They want to prove tough, right? Somebody's going to end up on the phone with you like that. Don't let them intimidate you, okay? I have my multiple different businesses. I have had to deal with people like this, people that are just arrogant because they don't feel like they need to succumb to anything. But don't let them intimidate you. That's really all I can tell you. You go back to your process. You can be like, tell me how can I help you? Tell me what the story is. How may I help you? Go back to that. If they're yelling, tell how may I. If they hang up, great news. It's time to move on to the next person. But don't let people like this intimidate you into pitching yourself or into pitching what you do. Because when you pitch, you're going to shoot them dead anyway. They're already dead. You may have a chance of waking them up if you maintain your center. If you say, how may I help you? Tell me the story. Okay? You bring it down. You maintain your center. They could go off their center all they want. You bring them back to the center because they're not your boss, okay? They called your number. Even if you call them, I'm telling you, it works. Even if you're the one that called them, even if you're the one that actually cold call them, which I don't recommend, but you can still use that. You say, how may I help you? Tell me the story about your house. What's going on? When you tell people like that, you show that you're the boss of the business you're running, and they come to that. They act consistently with that. All of a sudden, if you learn just those simple two statements, you can use it anytime. How may I help you? Tell me the story. What's going on? Right? You maintain your center. If they yell, let them keep yelling until they hang up on themselves. It's okay. All right? So he goes, so I could tell here that he's been forced into off his center. So he will feel the need to stop pitching and start to sell himself. You don't have to sell yourself ever. Okay? If your marketing is properly targeted, you don't have to sell yourself. You already sold yourself because you're offering a solution that will help them enhance their life, enhance their lifestyle, and possibly their business. Okay? You don't ever have to get intimidated by anybody. Okay? So he goes, he wanted facts. He threatened to hang up if I didn't give him the facts in 15 seconds. He claimed he's too busy to hang out on the phone. Yeah, they talk like that. So I've begun to tell him what I do. Boom. You start pitching. Don't do that. Don't do that. You ask the question. They got to tell you a story. They got to tell you their story first. Don't get thrown off your center. But he did, unfortunately, right? So let's look at where this leads to, right? So I began to tell him what I do and how I could help save his home from foreclosure, save his credit. He ended up hanging up the phone on me in a very rude manner because you shot him dead. You were pitching. You started pitching. You allowed him to force you into a point where you start pitching yourself, pitching what you do, and pitching just never works. Prospecting works better. Fishing works better. Asking quality questions works better. Getting people to tell you about themselves works better. Talking less always work better. Okay? All right. So honestly, I was scared shitless. And I feel like that screwed that whole call up. What do you think? What could I have done to save the day? Yeah, I just told you what you could have done to save the day. Okay? Listen more. You know, don't let anybody throw you off your center. Okay? You're the boss. You have the solution. You have the connections to help them enhance their situation. They're in divorce. They're in pre-foreclosure. They have a house that's that's on the market for more than 100 days, 300 days, it's not selling. You've got the solution, okay? You're bringing the solution. You're going to help them facilitate the solution. You're the boss, not of them, but you're the boss of the situation. You take control of the conversation, and that's the best thing I can tell you. And the way to do that, even when things may seem thrown off, when they seem intimidated, you feel everybody's shaking off the phone, just calm down and say, how may I help you with that? Okay? Tell me the story. I'm not clear. Can you tell me what do you mean? That's the third question you can always ask. What do you mean by whatever they just said that's not clear? If they can't handle that, it's the wrong prospect. They're not motivated enough. If they're motivated enough, they will stay on the phone. They will calm down. They will act like they're talking to a professional always. Okay? They will be wanting to talk to you. They'll be hungry to talk to you, not the other way around. Okay? And if you maintain that posture, you always will win. If you maintain that posture, you will not end up pitching yourself, because when you pitch yourself, you end up shooting a gun and you will kill the prospect dead. That's why you don't want to be hunting in this game. That's what I mean by the fishing versus hunting thing. You want to be fishing always. You want to be giving the bait by asking quality question, and you want to be receiving by making sure they're the right prospect by simply listening to them. If they're the right prospect, you schedule an appointment, you go over there, you put the house under contract, and you follow the same process over and over and over again. Again, you need to understand the fundamentals, okay? In order to understand the fundamentals, you need to read the book. The book you can find, you can simply download it at myempirepro.com. Just go right there, download the book, okay? And make sure you soak everything in that info. You need to read that book 10 to 15 times to understand this, to become a part of you so you can run a successful business and an empire. It's myempirepro.com. Okay, so share this video with your team members, with people you think they may like this video. Like this video, give me a thumbs up. Share your comment, your questions below in this question area. I would love to hear your thoughts about this topic. And click subscribe if you want to get more videos like this. I do this 3 to 5 times a week. And click the bell right next to the subscribe button to make sure you're getting notification. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I will see you on the next one. Peace.